My name is Velocity Child. Every Thursday at the stroke of midnight, step into the parlor of Fallen Woman, a weekly soiree of artists on the fringe with underground thoughts and voices shared with uncensored abandon through provocative opinions, seductive humor, candor, and song. You are listening to Fallen Woman on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm here with a mouthy crew.
Whoa.
Mouth!
I like mouth.
You're welcome.
Eric Schmallenberger.
Mouth of the South.
Mouth. You are the South Mouth.
Is my South Mouth being wordy?
Yeah. And any heralds from the House of Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, mm-hmm. And Rachel Cleary.
My mouth speaks Brooklynese.
Yes. And you have your own show on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yes, here and now with Rachel C. Thursdays at 7, celebrating live performance culture.
Fantastic. I was just on it. I had a blast.
Thank you.
Yes. Johnny Pork Pie.
My mouth likes to go anywhere. Wait, did that sound dirty? I didn't mean it to sound dirty.
It didn't.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Thank you.
He is in the High Court of Boylesque. Mm. And he is currently a graduate?
I am in graduate school.
Yeah, congrats.
Well, thank you.
That's kind of amazing.
The Kingdom of Gravelot.
What?
No, is that
says Malone.
Graduate.
No, I was just thinking about King Arthur.
Oh.
And the king of the court. It's like, it's court of Gravelot.
Like Camelot.
Camelot, sorry.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
And Lakes Malone is the girl with the 34 and a half.
If ever you get worried that you're forgetting the number, just remember it's 69 divided by 2.
Bam.
Hashtag math.
Yeah. Sex math.
Yeah, sex math, exactly. Burlesque. Sexy burlesque math.
Her legs are longer than mine, and I'm like 4 inches taller than she is.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'2". How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
So I'm 3 inches taller than you, but your legs are 2 inches taller than mine.
I have a friend whose father was 6'6", and my legs were longer than his.
She has a very short torso, is what you say.
It's true.
It doesn't look that
she could be called short torso.
I am highly proportional.
That would be a terrible
I'm about to say, the proportions are working for you. The
thank you
pants must be troubling. That, thank you. Yes. Yes, it is.
I'm 5'4", and I think I'm just kind of like shorter, but curvy, and I'm lucky I can find pants. Jesus.
Yeah.
There's a solution.
Don't find
don't
pants.
Don't wear pants.
Yeah.
Don't
That's
wear
an
pants.
Easy solution.
True. It's true. I don't wear jeans because they were so short on me all the time growing up because my mom didn't know where to shop to buy jeans for girls.
Like very high water.
Everybody always asked me where the flood was.
Yeah.
Everybody. And I was just like,
do you find them triggering?
I don't find them triggering, but I am, unless jeans look fucking fabulous on me, I don't go near them.
Me neither.
I'm very short-waisted, and for years growing up, before the concept of a mid-rise or a low-rise women's jean was around, I bought boys' jeans. When I was in high school, things are basically up to my tits, because I have such a short waist and a skirt. So I would buy men's jeans, because when you're younger, and, you know, I wasn't, not that there weren't any curves there, but I wasn't. It was a little easier to get away with when you're younger and you're a teen. You have that kind of body. You can like buy
totally.
The boys or the men's stuff.
That's actually
and that's what
the
I did
first
for
pair
years.
Of jeans that ever fit me.
Yeah, and my mother was worried at one point because I came. She's like, I did your laundry, and I just those are all men's jeans. Do you need to talk to me? Just like they fit. Yes, I like boys.
Are
they
you
fit.
Transitioning?
I'm not yeah. trans.
I didn't wear jeans in high school.
Yeah. I could never do dungarees, really, though. They just didn't feel very comfortable.
I wore so many JNCOs. I was a little raver, and I used to wear
I was too.
I was such
yes. did they, with a little what light. Did they used oh to wear somebody with?
JNCOs.
JNCOs?
They were like the UFO pants.
Oh, UFO pants. Okay.
The tent pants.
Where you could fit like four people in
one
swish.
You swished up and down Broadway in Soho. That's what you did. That's what that was for. Yep.
I did wear a hammer pant or two in my time.
I had some
that's
of those brave pants. Yeah.
Why?
They look like you take a poop in your pants.
Hammer pants.
And that's
are
why you smell.
Smell good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, is that what you meant when you said we were getting dirty? Okay. Eric, you're up.
I haven't pooed in ages.
In just ages.
Not without help.
Mm. Eric, what was your latest dream? I know you're big on dreams.
I mean, I actually hardly remember my dreams that I have at night. I do a lot of daydreaming, but I actually find I remember my dreams at night so rarely that when I do wake up having dreamt and remembering it, it's almost paralyzing.
It's almost traumatic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not a sensation that I'm used to, and so I can find it, even if it was a good dream, like very awkward feeling.
Yeah.
Which I've never understood or asked.
What's
anybody
the freakiest
about
dream moment you had? Not you
no,
me
all
the
of my
dream.
Dreams all of my dreams are very, very boring.
Really? That's
like
freaky.
All of my all of
I
my
made a
knowing you
pie.
That's very
no,
the
like end. Like my
just watching
like
the bird
a dream
watching
that or a dream that reoccurred a lot. And for me, it was like, this was a dream that I would remember over the course of a decade. And I don't remember any other dreams. Ooh. Was just being in a room filled with clockworks. And they were sort
were
of...
Were there any cuckoo clocks?
No, just the cogs, cogs. Mm-hmm. And just rusty cogs moving. And I would wake up and be petrified and not be able to get out of bed for a day, just because I remembered that.
Clocks. It's a pretty creepy dream.
Yeah.
It's like a mortality dream.
I don't even know. The sensation of remembering a dream always scares me.
Are those really dreams, though, then? Or are they something more?
I feel like there's something more. I feel like they're your
there's some
your
dreams that are dreams,
reality.
And there are some dreams that are...
Oh, good. I've got this fascinating alternate reality where I'm a clock worker who can't get out of his room.
Wait, so if that's the case, my alternate reality is so much worse than my reality.
Yeah.
I like, the last dream that woke me up, I was like, how do I get this paperwork right? That was it. It was an extended dream about
my
mind.
If your alternate reality is worse than your reality, we really need to love
being
alive.
Does that mean that that's our reality and that this is maybe my
come
dream?
Come on. Like,
could be.
It sounds like maybe that's a... Sometimes there are dreams where I think it's... We're kind of your brain is working, and it's like, hey, that's a problem-solving dream. Like, how do I get this paperwork done? There are times when I'm wondering, I wake up and I'm remembering the dream, and I'm like, I think I was trying to work on a problem in that dream. But
I mean, that's fair enough. But
you've just been in grad school.
God, the idea that I'm going to wake up,
I paperwork.
I've
psychotic dreams.
I've never had a wet dream.
Oh.
Really?
As a man, I have never had a wet dream. Like, that is how, like,
wow,
unattached to my subconscious I am.
But you're pretty attached to your conscious.
Oh, and a lot of other people's as well.
Have you been a wet dream?
Many, many times. Yeah. But no, I've never, like, I don't dream.
Do you ever interpret dreams, Legs?
Sure. I do what I can. Sometimes it's accurate, sometimes it's not, but...
What does it mean if ladybugs are coming out of your skin? Like the eggs were laid there somehow, and they just start hatching, and then they tear open your arm skin, and they come flying out, and they're like rainbow colored.
Now, how did you feel while that was happening?
Ooh, she's good.
I was really surprised.
As one would be.
As one would be.
I didn't see it coming. I was really surprised. First, it was like a horror movie.
Uh-huh.
You know, you see insects flying out of your flesh.
Correct.
But then it was like, oh my God, they're really pretty. And they're like rainbow colored and they were lady. I was like, oh, look at all these ladybugs. So cute.
Well, I'm feeling moved to ask Google.
I tried that. It's hard to find ladybugs coming out of your skin.
Well, no, it's more about breaking down the symbols and then looking at how they interact.
Right.
So I'm interested to look up. And I've looked up this before.
And then
but
there
the
was a giant ladybug that was dying under this table.
That sounds like some death and rebirth.
Under
themes.
This table. And I realized it was the mom.
Don't you have ladybugs all down
and
your
she,
arm?
Yeah, my entire right. Yeah. My entire left arm. And I realized it was like the mom was dying. And I was like comforting her. And it was like very Charlotte's Web.
It sounds
kind
like
of.
Death and rebirth a little bit.
Like, you know, when Charlotte has all the babies
after she dies.
It was bizarre.
That sounds, I agree with Rachel. I think that's some major death and rebirth because, so you're comforting the mother, but then the babies are emerging out of you.
Yeah, they're coming out of skin.
So there's a real mother, you are every part of your dream. You are every character in your dream. They're just
a
different facet.
I did that.
Jung said that.
So sex dreams are basically masturbation.
Totally.
Free
totally,
porn,
totally.
Too.
Not to interrupt, but this was last night you had this dream?
People
this was
for
like porn. This was like night before last.
Okay, because the equinox.
Exactly.
Spring,
exactly.
Awakening was.
That was the night before last.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, he has nothing to do with
some associate
the sun moved into Aries at 6:20 in the morning on Monday.
What?
Oh
my God.
And there's a new moon.
You're freaking me out right now.
This
and I
coming
like it.
Monday evening.
Really?
It's a lot about balance right now. The astrology I've been reading is about the light is there, the dark is there. Just let them be. It's just about observing the balance.
Did you have dreams in Bali?
Yes.
Let's all go cut our hair.
What was the highlight of one of your Bali dreams?
I had something that felt like a prophetic dream in Bali, so strong, with such clear signifiers and names that I woke up and immediately reached for my phone and got on Google. So I was like, I need to find out. So the story is, in my dream, I had received two messages to go to this tiny town, and I had received the address, and it was 41 something something, Harpswell, New York.
Harpswell.
And I was thinking, in my dream, getting on Google Maps, being like, where the fuck is Harpswell, New York? And it was all the way up in the tippity-tippity top corner of New York State, next to Canada.
Vermont.
Well, this is dreamscape land.
Okay.
So it was, yes, it would be Vermont, but it was
more... Oh, it wasn't a real town.
No,
you're
this is all in my dream.
Okay.
This is all in my dream. Can
you clarify? Was it Harpswell or Harp?
Harpswell.
Harp, play the harp?
Bring, bring.
Okay.
Harp
yes,
and well.
Yeah, Harpswell.
Right.
And so...
She does.
I actually wanted to play the harp when I was younger. My mom said no because she didn't want to haul it in and out of the car to practice.
But if
that's another story for another day.
If she did, you maybe would have harped well.
Well, there is more to this story, believe it or not.
Uh-oh.
So in my dream, I go on Google and I see this geography. You know how it looks on Google Maps? And it looked like it was the start of the three Finger Lakes, whatever the top three Finger Lakes are. And I remember my dream being like, all right, I guess I'll go check it out, if I'm getting this message. So I go up there, and the address itself is in a kind of industrial part of town, and I was like, I can't really live here, but I guess I'll still have a wander around. And while I'm wandering down the street, and it's pretty desolate, not huge, massive industrial scale, smaller,
creepy?
But no, it was just sort of people worked there during the day and at night. It was middle of nowhere, so it seemed very
rural.
Safe.
Yeah.
And I, as I'm walking down the street, I'm like, God, I wonder if there's anything to do here. And I turn the corner and there's a Rite Aid, a 24-hour Rite Aid, and this whole little bustling Main Street. And I was like, oh, so there is stuff here. Interesting. And we went out onto this bridge. I met a local, and there was this guy, and there was this crazy system of bridges against this massive body of water, and it was basically like where the three lakes were converging, and it was just all this stuff, and there were all these bridges, and they swung side to side and like went up and down. It was crazy, and this guy was at the center dressed like the Gorton's fisherman, and he was just like, you know, hold on, and like swing it all around.
I mean,
anyway.
If you don't have a Gorton's fisherman, it's not.
Yeah, exactly. With the yellow slicker hat,
yes,
and the jacket,
the yellow
and the pants.
Exactly, the yellow slicker.
So anyway, long story short, I wake up, and it was so clear in my mind that I got on Google, and I was like, where the fuck is Harpswell, New York? And there is only one Harpswell in all of the United States, and it's in Maine. Which is where my wife and I have been wanting to move for a couple of years now. We've been talking about it. And it is right next to where my family lives.
Wow.
I have family live up there. It is, I would have never heard of this place or thought about it had I not dreamed so clearly of it.
In Bali.
Sometimes I was in
Ubud. You gotta get that far away from where you live and
totally.
Your roots are.
Sorry,
for perspective and for the messages to come through.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes.
And also, I mean, Bali has so much profoundly sacred energy. It's the, you know, it's the Divine Mother Island in a lot of ways, but it's, they call it the Land of the Gods for a good reason. And there is black magic there as well, very strongly, but there's absolutely a whole lot of white magic too. And so you can tap into it, and I very consciously was walking with that and thinking a lot about my life, because I was basically unplugged for 3 weeks in something that's basically paradise.
Gorgeous.
I mean, full of tourists, but paradise.
paradise these days.
But
paradise keeps its coffers filled.
It's true.
Gotta keep the rent low in paradise with the tourists in it. It's tourist money.
But it was, there were definitely, we both had a couple of dreams there where we woke up and we were like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
I'm not remembering any others, but that dream about Harpswell, New York fucking blew me away.
Damn.
So we're driving up to Maine in August. We're going to go visit Harpswell.
I'm excited.
Are you going to Airbnb it?
Yeah, I can't.
Have you looked up images of the town?
Oh, yeah.
Is it cute?
It's adorable.
Where is it in Maine?
It's fully adorable.
It's eastern. So there's, when you're driving up from through like 95 to, does it become 91? I can't remember. Anyway, 95 basically. You drive up along the coast a little bit, and then there's Portland. And Harpswell is like maybe 50 minutes further along the coast.
Okay.
And
so
it's right
east.
On the coast.
Yes.
Oh,
it has,
very important.
It's very small, and and this is the other crazy thing.
It sounds
so
romantic.
The radio, everybody tuning in, you can't see me doing this, but I'm basically holding up a number 3 with my fingers and pointing them down like I'm making the number M,
mm-hmm.
because that's what the shape of the lakes were like.
I love
and
the number M.
Thank you for catching that, Johnny.
The letter M and the number three.
That's
this message has been brought to you by
the number M
and the letter
like
3.
To buy another six.
So we're making the
but the upside
number
down
M.
the
number
M.
M
that is in pretty
your
much
symbol?
No, that is what Harpswell looks like.
Really?
It is like a trident of rocks that come out, and it looks like this. So what I was seeing in my mind, thinking it was water, but it's also the coastline. And this tiny little town, because, and I'll show you guys a picture.
They got the lobster.
216 miles of coastline in this one tiny spot because of the shape
because
of everything. It's all islands.
And everyone
islands
there dresses
and jutting
like
out.
The Gordon's fisherman.
Legs, I love
it's
you.
There's only one way to find
move
out.
Move there so I can visit.
I swear to God.
It's in the works. It's in the works.
When are you going
to
August?
You have to post that.
And if we all ever
well,
run into each other
there.
At a fork
it's all,
in the
there's
road,
all
we have to throw
there.
A sign.
They
dump
lobsters.
Throw down your trees.
Throw down your turkeys.
Yeah. And this is another amazing thing. Harpswell has a bridge that is the only one of its kind in the world. And it's a latticework granite bridge because the tides are so big. That the tide passes through the bridge. It basically looks like really loose Lincoln logs, but really big.
My nipples just got hard.
Thank you.
Was
right. You're a fellow wasp, aren't you?
No, I'm not a wasp.
I'm half Middle Eastern. I'm definitely not a wasp.
You totally landed on my scale as a wasp. Well done.
Oh my God, you're coding
was
wasp.
Was it partly because he's
how
from Texas?
How does that feel?
No, I don't know. There's something, I think it was the way you always talked about the women in your family. I just automatically assumed
like genteel.
Oh, yeah, they're wasps too.
Southern,
mm-hmm.
half Arabic.
Yeah, so
Catholic.
Basically,
witch.
I was completely wrong.
Yeah,
Southern, half Arabic, Catholic witch.
Yeah,
I love
which
America.
Is why we see
that's
right
a particular
now,
part of
not
this
in
show.
Texas. Exactly.
So I want to come back to an issue we mentioned briefly.
Yeah.
Which is other people having sex dreams about you.
Mm. Oh,
have
yeah.
you had that? Have you had people report that?
Oh, it
you?
Seems one shares that
yeah.
information with you.
Well, one, I mean, it always feels better when they do.
I think
it
depends
right?
on your relationship to them.
Thank you. Yes. What
I mean, I don't know about you.
Said.
I've had some sex dreams with people I hate. I've had, and it's just, you wake up with your skin crawling, oh, God.
I haven't had too many of those.
I have
dreams that tend to, that wind up being, I think, not quite just dreams, as we were just saying,
yeah.
Definitely lucid things where people start out looking one way and you know, there will come a point when I go, that's not you, isn't it? There'll be a tell. And then they
mm-hmm.
morph into somebody else. And I've had, and these are really
yeah, sometimes
rare.
Just an amount.
Can count on one hand how many dreams there have. It's not necessarily been a sex dream, but it's like someone disguised as an intimate partner kind of went, and I go, it's not you, isn't it? Because you wouldn't say that to me, would you? And they morph into somebody else. And it's one of those,
whoa.
Like, yeah, I have dreams like that. But no, you know, I mean, I'm sure, like, you know, I'm sure people have had sex dreams, but who should, I don't know
people
that
do.
Anyone has ever shared that with me explicitly.
I've had several people share it with me.
I
really?
Me
oh,
well.
Tell
like,
us about that.
I mean, they're like close friends where we have a flirtatious,
yeah.
like often non-sexual,
yeah.
but sometimes sexual relationship.
Uh-huh.
But like within the realm of it wouldn't be weird to
it
share.
Wouldn't be weird to share. That's the thing. I know there are people, plenty of people, you know, especially if I've had relationships with them, it's like, I mean, it's not weird if you tell me that. You know,
no,
is
I,
it just like I'm too shy to tell, or
I've had that too.
I've had
yeah.
people tell me this, and it's usually a partner I'm involved with at the time. But even then, like,
for me, it's
yeah.
often close friends who I like have not had a sexual relationship with, being like, so I had a dream. You. And I'll be like,
they're looking at you so funny,
and,
right?
And I'll be like, and they're like, these things
just,
happen.
So,
I'm like, do tell me more.
So, is it just that you have people in your life that are more open and willing to share that, or they're using it as?
I think
an
that they realize that
learn?
I'm open to listen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or is so? Is it something about me that says like I'll be wearing
it
out because I'm not? But it's like, is it just? Does it say something about the company I keep?
See, I feel like to me, it's
like,
always friends
say?
With whom there's a recognized sexual tension.
Okay.
Where it's like, yes, we have a sexual tension, and we're, right now we're not doing anything about it. And we may never, but it's just a fun.
But
part
there's communication,
but that's good,
yeah.
and that's a release to the tension, too.
I think it's always
say,
funny
hey,
and flattering.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like,
oh,
I had this amazing.
If
here's
anyone's
what,
had a
here's
sex
what you did to
me
at my vibe last
yeah.
night.
How in detail have they gone?
Pretty in detail.
Yeah.
The weird thing is, it goes in cycles. I'll get like three different people saying, I dreamed about you in 1 week. And I'm like,
oh,
what?
Wow.
Am I putting out into the universe this week?
You're
yeah.
being very stimulated.
Well, there's something and about that. Or what do you represent for all of those three people?
Interesting.
Ah.
What do I represent, Lex Malone?
I don't know. You must ask them.
Well, look out now, Papa Google.
Did
type in the letter.
I'm actually, no, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to Google, what should Johnny do? Just
oh
to see
God,
what it says.
So
just Google sex dreams about Johnny Pork Pie and see what
we
comes up.
Coming back to the theme of dreams here, though.
Oh, by the way, ladybugs commonly symbolize good luck.
Ooh.
Ah. That's well good.
So
and think about it, badass passed on.
I know, that was like after
and
13 years.
Now, what's coming up?
Yeah.
Rainbow ladybugs that
surface.
Make you bleed. This sounds so much like you. This is like
there's
you
your
and
next track right there.
How meta.
Maybe that's the name of your one-woman show, Rainbow Ladybugs
that
Make
bleed.
You Bleed.
Yeah.
It's a terrible name for
Mama
a
Mama Ladybug
that
Under the Table.
Eric, that is a
or just call it quite simply
name.
Lady Blood.
Lady Blood.
Rainbow
that
Lady
is
Blood.
Definitely
that
Rainbow Lady Blood.
Oh, that's, you can text me that. You gotta
Rainbow
text that.
Rainbow
to me.
I need to ask Google what should Johnny do though. and my
phone
is acting
up. I know the name of my book, though. It's going to be Rebelliously Happy.
Rebelliously Happy. Oh, that's the music part of the show.
Instead of what should Johnny do, it's showing results for what would Johnny do.
Ooh, let's
which
see.
Is a movie.
As opposed to Jesus? No, I'm sorry.
Right?
What would the other
do?
Reggae Johnny Cash.
Okay.
With a chick singer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a reggae band, a reggae movie.
Amazing.
What would Johnny do?
But what would Johnny do? It's all about this one movie. So, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, well.
What was the other thing I was going to look up? This is the best radio show ever. This is the
I
sound
think
of me
everything
Googling.
Up. What's
I am
next?
Literally Googling right now.
Well, okay. You know, we brought this up before, and since we are talking about sex and dreams,
yes.
Let's get back to sex. Most awkward things said during sex to you.
I think you should amend it to say by or to you.
By
so it can
or
be something you've said yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't answer that, although it wasn't during sex. It was post, like, heavy makeout.
During foreplay?
Falling asleep. Yeah, it was like staying up really late. It was like summer camp. Like, we partied with the boys' camp. I went back to one of their cabins.
Yeah.
With, like, the hottest guy. Oh,
damn.
God, he was so fucking hot.
Yeah.
He's 16 in place.
I was 2.
I know.
You were 2?
Yeah,
you went to the boys'
that.
Camp
we
at 2
that.
Years
we were,
old?
We were 17.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I fell asleep in his bed. There were other counselors were, like, crashed out in some of the other beds. And I started having a very vivid dream of a huge jumbo jet taking off.
Ooh.
And inexplicably, I started making a very high-pitched noise. And I woke myself up, and I opened my eyes, and he was just staring at me. Doesn't totally answer the question, but it was a uniquely awkward,
yeah.
Horrible experience. Oh, he was so good looking too. It was such a shame. It's fine.
Oh,
I got over it.
And pork pie?
I mean, I don't. I asked the question,
yeah,
that specific question
that
a lot for the burlesque game show, but I've never had a good answer.
No one's ever. You said something about pizza earlier.
No, that's not mine. That's not my question.
But was that said to you?
No.
No?
No, okay. But it was said by Joe Boobs Well.
Right. Well, I was going to leave that to you to disclose.
Oh, should
and
we leave it to her to disclose?
And what was the quote?
The quote was, this is the most, not awkward, the most outrageous
Sorry.
Thing said by or to her during
yes.
sex. And it was, eat pizza out of my pussy.
Yeah, okay.
Because apparently, and I may be mangling the story, but apparently someone said to her, talk dirty to me. And her response was, okay, eat pizza out of my pussy. Anyway, that is not exactly what I meant. But no, it was not said to me.
Well, Eric?
I was having a lovely threesome with two boys who look alike, and I used to call them the doppelbangers.
Uh-huh.
And both very handsome.
Were they related?
No.
Okay.
No. I was there the exact moment that they met each other, and they're still together. And towards the end of things, one of them whispered
very close to the end of things.
Yes. One of them whispered into my ear, I love you, Grandma.
Oh, yeah. I love you, Grandma.
I love you, Grandma.
Grandma.
At which point I just burst out laughing.
Uh-huh.
The other thing was that this was in a rather public, loving situation.
Right.
And so a lot of other people heard.
Oh my God. Heard the
this?
I love you, Grandma.
Oh, buzzkill.
And
yeah.
So Yeah. My name in a certain circle
is Grandma.
Become Grandma.
Oh no!
And I've had other lovers.
Grandma.
Decide that it was fun to call me Grandma.
Oh.
Wow.
And my reaction to that
is not good.
Got me punched once.
Really?
Because I started laughing so hard while this really dominant daddy was like fucking me that. And he called me Grandma, and I started laughing, and he punched me.
Oh,
wow.
Safe word.
The safe word is Grandma.
Safe word is Grandma.
I stopped laughing.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it, so it's
fine. Oh, okay. It was all
No, it was
all
good.
Consensual.
So, no, the situation...
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, is that a new... term we should learn? Public
no.
loving situation.
Public loving situation. I was at an orgy.
Oh, oh
yeah.
Okay.
One would.
Is that what they're calling? Is that what the kids are calling?
Did they just spring up, or are there invitations involved?
There's a lot of planning with orgies.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a seasonal orgy.
Oh. Okay.
In a very specific
place. So we have like
place.
A quarterly event.
This is a place that I go. For Beltane every year.
Amazing.
I mean, you say this, and I mean, not to disclose anything, but like, we've performed together at orgies before.
It's true, but I've never attended one otherwise. So I just wanted to ask a really logistical question.
Well,
I've always wondered, but it's like you want to choose your partners.
And
yeah, of course.
And all of
that.
There are lists.
I, for a
few years back, was the greeter hostess at private parties, but they were geared towards they were for swingers, but they were very limited. It was a couple in the lifestyle who did a very limited, like, we do parties and we also do like kind of meet and greets, but fun.
Yeah,
like, we'll kind of book the no. We'll book,
lots of fun.
That's a whole other show right there. But no, the thing is that they also did like the parties, but then they did like what they called a meet and greet. It was more like, listen. We booked the space at this bar, or we have arrangement at this particular bar restaurant, really nice or high end. So you can go there and feel comfortable as a couple, maybe addressing or flirting and broaching certain conversations with other, you know, it's kind
like-minded
of
like-minded
couple. And you know anyone under the roof is like-minded and you should feel safe. Like back then, the term safe space wasn't in use as much.
You won't feel ostracized.
No. Yeah, exactly. And so totally different scene,
propositions,
but it's like it's one of those, like,
shocking.
you've basically you're kind of facilitating basically I worked the door and I kept them. I was trusted to count and keep money and all that, but it was you were like, hi, you know, feel safe here, your name is on the list, let me show you around. And it was like kind of making people feel comfortable and, you know, introducing people, but it's kind of like there are sort of circles, if you will, and a lot of stuff, it's just email, like old-fashioned email, and it was just kind of like, hey, we're having this kind of party here, at this, would you like to, you know, send money,
drop
and it's that kind of
by.
Thing. But yeah, it's kind of within that, though, there will be another, you know, a couple of those people get together and you have these, like, I understand the question, though, because they're, like, I remember working that job and kind of going, but clearly you guys are talking about this other thing you did, is there something? Mm-hmm. Just like the peaks of curiosity and
I would think with an actual orgy rather than like a partner trade thing.
Uh-huh. Well, no,
sure everyone's attracted to each other has got to be a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
I just call it the bathroom at a gay bar, and
oh,
then
okay.
you just decide to leave with each other,
but
like a big group,
all
of
10
people.
Of you.
Yeah,
I think it's more complicated when it's hetero situation.
But I love a quote somebody gave me once. They're like, oh, heterosexuals are so interesting, or so funny. They find threesomes so interesting. I just consider it a cheap way to stay warm.
You
gotta
have
do what you gotta do.
Years.
Rachel, we didn't hear the freakiest thing somebody
said. Okay,
so
this is all right. Well, we talk. I've heard so many things I could write, and you may have just inspired me to write a book. with this question, are we? There's freakiest versus most awkward. Versus most took me by surprise. Versus
I want to hear them all.
I want to hear them all.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Fine selection.
Well,
the whole book.
We'll just cut to the chase. Velas, there's a particular partner I know Velas is cheating on, saying, I'm sure you knew something, I'm sure you said something. And you know what? Can I just kind of dispel a miss and take it? I don't mean to take a jab, but maybe somehow inadvertently do that in the process.
Mm-hmm.
This particular partner thought he was much more risque than he was.
They often do.
The real there was a dark side there with sex,
mm-hmm.
and it had more to do with respect for your partner, consent, and things along that nature.
Boundaries.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Let me see. There's a classic awkward phrase. I mean, this is classically awkward. I've heard it over the last couple decades, and my response is typically the same. The phrase is, I'm sorry, think I drank too much, and my response is always consistently, no, you didn't, you're fine, get back there. that's pretty much how I that's like, all right, didn't, bad joke, it's saying, but no, it's true. I once had someone word something funnily. I met this guy at a movie, at a film premiere. Instant chemistry. We got to talking. We hang out together later into the hours. We go home together. I at the time had two dogs. I rescue a lot of dogs, and so it's one of those like it's instant chemistry, meeting of the mind. Like where did you come from? Where did you come from? And we, you know, everything get hit off, and he rolls over and he goes, I guess. Because he was at a loss of word for words or needed to make conversation, says, your dogs, do they have sex? And it was a little weird.
That's
like,
awkward.
I mentioned earlier in the evening,
awkward.
I have two dogs, their names are this and that, and they have a girl and a boy, and they're rescues. Do they have sex? Because it's just in that moment.
At which point you just take a sip of your drink and say, not with me?
And I think, where is my drink? No, but my mind went to bestiality because I was kind of like, oh,
mind
wait, job. Do I really know you? Because I guess my mind went there. I guess the most really awkward thing, well, it wasn't really awkward, but so awkward that it doesn't stay in the realm of awkwardness. It goes to other places, is had a partner who had a kink. And there's the difference,
uh-huh.
Okay, let's talk about
just
kink versus,
one.
Here's the thing. No, there's what you like. What you really like that gets you there faster, makes it more tantalizing. There's the thing you know, and I was fine with said kink, but the moment came when I realized he couldn't perform without it, and there was a shift, and that was when it was with
what was the kink?
Oh, it was a silly, and this wasn't an especially like. Out there,
clumsy.
It was like
is
call me daddy kind of stuff, like
oh,
which
daddy
is,
fantasy.
Which is like it's
and you
more
do look
Lolita
like a
little.
Pixie,
I have a little bit of the Lolita look potential, but
I
it wasn't anything that made me uncomfortable, and I'm very aware of that. And even just like you know, there was nothing that was like say you're nothing like that. But it was kind of like you just kind of like. You know, and it went from like we do that once in a while, and we do it a little more frequently. And the time came where, and I was just kind of like out of sheer boredom, I was like, okay, can we? All right, I'm a grown woman. I want to feel like a grown woman when we're doing this, and that hadn't been a problem in the past. And then all of a sudden, we hit this moment where it was like, you know, we did all this, and I'm like, what's wrong? You know, is everything okay? And you know, it's like because. He was reaching this point of frustration also where the energy
well,
was kind of shifting.
You might like scallops
but then,
and sage butter sauce because you don't want it every single
is that,
night.
Well, exactly. But the thing is we hit this moment and I realized... and, but
actually,
it was this,
I might.
And I'll describe what I'm describing. Smart. I'll describe what I'm doing visually here for my fellow guests here. He went from like nothing back to like 50. It's going to 0 to 50. You were at 50. You went to 0 to 50 and I just kind of went, oh. And he said, he just went, say daddy. And I went, daddy. And I just went, and I was kind of like, you know, it was like, and it wasn't it's not my thing. It didn't get me off. But when you are in a relationship with someone that you care about, you're like, does this make you feel good?
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy making you feel good. And I kind of, at a certain point, it was kind of, and it never went weird, and it's like not my thing, and it's not been my thing since. It's been a long time, and like I'm kind of, you know, but it was kind of like, I guess the most awkward moment was like where I realized it was like, oh, you can't without that
oh,
word.
So weird.
And what is going on here?
I actually,
and And there were deeper
issues.
I went
out with somebody where their jam was Spunk Muffin, and I had to split.
Spunk Muffin's pretty bad, but before tonight, I thought there was nothing less sexy than being called daddy.
I think grandma actually beats me. I wouldn't want you calling me mama. No. Like, I don't find it sexy to call you daddy.
But here,
Here's my
argument with the situation is that
you're wearing a long gray wig.
Side point. You all do know my love for caftans. Ladies and gentlemen, I love caftans more than just about.
Oh, we went from my story to caftans. This is
golden
girls.
No. But here's the thing that I think is important in sex and everything is people,
sex
and everything.
Same.
People get caught in their neural pathways and it's really exciting. This is why we like psychedelics, is because it breaks your... This is why we like spirituality. This is why we like literature, imagination, is when something breaks or changes your neural pathway, it makes your life more exciting. Mm-hmm. So when somebody's stuck in a neural pathway like this, like figuring out, like if I was in your situation, I would have so much fun breaking them.
I'll elaborate a little. In this situation, I thought I had, and I realized this was someone who had many. This was just reflective of many more issues. And
absolutely.
You know, we thought we were out of that, and the fact that that was happening. That was actually a prelude to other things happening in terms of this partner's well-being, and it was kind of like, oh, this was just. I got in there and I thought, say, we had like play around, you do different things, you try different things, you say different things. This was a partner who'd always been big on like what you say. So it's just like, oh, you need to, okay, I can say things. And does that really bring you so much pleasure? I like that I can give you that much pleasure. But at a certain point, but that was the moment where I went, oh, you can't get out of this. But there were other habits and things in life outside of even sex that he could.
Have you ever had sex on psychedelics?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh.
Everybody here?
Yes.
Can I say that for everybody?
I have not.
Everyone.
Shrooms?
Really?
I have not done that many
for the first time until a couple years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, me too. And I just lay in the grass and look at the clouds.
And I've never done acid. Never done DMT.
I did DMT once. It was quite collective.
I don't know if sex is possible.
Is ecstasy considered a psychedelic?
No. MDMA?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think it is.
No, I think ecstasy is considered a performance enhancer.
Well, there are hallucinogenics chemically, and psychedelic is the experience, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because there are strains of marijuana that can feel psychedelic because they
really
actually
you don't say.
he wasn't talking about what I was just saying.
Legs Malone happened to be there the first time I tried edibles.
It was amazing. We'll happily talk about it later.
A hallucinogenic like LSD produces psychedelic experiences, but you can have a non-hallucinogenic substance produce a psychedelic experience. Get it? Not as easy. But yeah, so I just... But you know, sex and psychedelics is good. But that's what, because I think generally speaking, a psychedelic experience is highly tactile. All your little sensory receptors are on overdrive in a good way, and it can bond people, and it can kind of hopefully
like when you know you.
Oh, I had sexual
right
psychedelic like sex on acid experiences where I went, oh no, you're actually bad news. Go away. The sex will not happen. Like, I was about to be intimate, so I'm like, oh, I see you. Like, but then I've had, like, the most glorious, like...
Some of my most hilarious and most incredible sexual experiences have been on LSD or mushrooms.
Wow. Which do you prefer?
Totally different islands. You know, one's the Caribbean, one's...
different islands in the same archipelago.
No, not even. in the Galapagos.
Different
seas.
Like, one is the...
One is Atlantic, one is Pacific.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I don't think I can compare mushrooms to...
Like Jamaica versus Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, you know, DMT or mescaline or... I like my psychedelics quite a bit.
Have you done mescaline?
Yes.
Wow. Have you done peyote?
J'adore, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, we need to talk.
Wow.
What was peyote?
We need to stop talking. Bring out the peyote.
I don't have it on me.
I did peyote when I was young.
You don't have connections?
Did you like, was it tea form? Or
no, that's ayahuasca peyote.
Okay, that's a festival.
I was like 19
They're
when
buttons,
I took
aren't they?
Yeah, you eat them.
Go to Kingston.
But
okay.
Do they look like
Kingston
sunflower
York.
Seeds?
They're like
or
they're from
cactuses.
Houses.
Yeah, but what
do
they look like?
They're just like small little...
Discs?
Yeah.
And you just chew on them? Like a seed? Like a round seed?
Yeah, I think... I was 19 and I barely
like
remember.
A round seed
your mouth and said,
blossoms
yes,
in your brain.
I ended up in a completely different city than I started out in. It
wow.
was a very long experience.
Wow.
But, you know, what this brings to mind, maybe something interesting about myself here. It's like when I hear people tell the drug stories and the stories like this.
Oh,
when I was 19,
the
I was
drug
like,
stories.
I didn't do like the good drugs till I was older. I was pushing 30.
I was pushing 35.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I tried mushrooms once in college, but it was at a New Year's party where the guy was trying to sleep with my friend that he was giving a lot of mushrooms to. And I, like, got... She was like, here's mushrooms. Okay, you can have one. Like, one, two for you, two for him. One, two, three for you, three
oh,
for him,
Jesus.
Right? And so we ended up in a different friend's bathroom. Because I was the only person she'd let into the bathroom because we'd been doing mushrooms together. And she was sitting in the tub like, whoa. Like, oh my God, I'm walking down a street and there's a sign in front of me. What does it say? The Fudge Pavilion? And I'm sitting there like trying to calm her down because she's freaking out a little. And I'm looking at the wallpaper and I'm like, wow, this looks like purple vaginas. And then I came back a little while later, and the wallpaper actually does look like purple vagina. So I wasn't actually hallucinating. I was just noticing that the particular pattern was the
yes.
purple vagina pattern. So that was my first experience, which I don't really
get. Right.
And that is part one of Fall in Love. Yes. Everybody, cheers.
Cheers.
Legs Malone, Johnny Pork Pie, Rachel Kuhn, Eric Schmollenberger.
Velocity Child.
Absolutely. Yes.
Coming up in part two, Velocity tells her most awkward, the most awkward thing that she did not share yet. She
yeah.
did not share it.
And puts us all to shame with that. And you've been listening to Fallen Woman on Radio Free Brooklyn. And if you'd like to support independent, censor-free radio, please go to Radio Free Brooklyn.com/pledge. And you could pledge as little as $1 a month. Thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Went on just as usual. Let me think. Mr. Rabbit, have you seen Dinah, my cat? She was at the edge of this hole. Thank you.
father gives you, don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're gonna fall, tell the hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small. One man on the chessboard, get up and tell you
thank you.
Velocity Child, every Thursday at the stroke of midnight, step into the parlor of Fallen Woman. We will be waiting for you here on Radio Free Brooklyn.